Hey, tune in to All in One Sports with Jimmy and Ricky. We'll give you all the hockey news you need to have, and they're really passionate about their team.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? Jim Berenger here, All in One Sports post-game show here on the Ricky O Show page. It's All in One Sports. I'm Jim Berenger, and the Vegas Golden Knights are the Stanley Cup champions for the first time in franchise history. A beatdown of the Florida Panthers, 9-3. As Ricky said yesterday, if Matthew Tkachuk couldn't go, which he couldn't, this was going to be all Vegas all the time. And it was. Mark Stone records the first Stanley Cup final hat trick since Peter Forsberg in 1996 against the Florida Panthers. That made it 8-3. Nick Waugh added one late, and it made it 9-3. And look, this was just a complete beatdown start to finish. Vegas was the better team. Vegas was the more complete team. They had more depth. Florida just couldn't hang with them all series. Aiden Hill continued to play rock solid. He robs Anton Lundell early. He robbed Sam Reinhart. He robbed Duclair. He made 4 or 5 saves in this game that could have won in the Conn Smythe. It didn't. It went to Jonathan Marchessault, who led the tied for the NHL lead with 13 goals. Leon Draisaitl also had 13 goals for Edmonton, but Vegas knocks out Edmonton. He finished second in points with 25. Jack Eichel finished with 26, and you thought maybe his 3 assists would get him the Conn Smythe, but it was the original Golden Misfit himself, Jonathan Marchessault, and good on the media for voting him. If I had a vote, and I put my own ballot out just on Twitter, I put Marchessault number one, just what he did scoring-wise. But you could have given to Eichel or Hill. It didn't matter. Hill, a couple of big stops that got the Golden Knights going. You look at the TV timeouts and in the first to second period, and that's really where the game changed for me. Look, Florida came out strong. They had the legs. They took it to Vegas, maybe some nerves, the cup in the house, getting that fourth win. Hill makes a couple of big saves. Bobrovsky looked pretty good too. And then Mark Stone gets the shorthanded goal. And then Nick Hague, and they were just winning puck battles. And then Vegas continued to roll lines, and they got the scoring chances, and it was 2-0 after 20. You're like, okay, here we go. But then Florida, like they did in the first period, they come out strong, get a goal through a screen, makes it 2-1, a couple of more saves by Hill. Then the TV timeout comes. Then Vegas starts putting shifts together, and they start pinning Florida in their own zone, and they get Bobrovsky moving side to side, and it's just – one right after another, after another, after another of waves of Golden Knights, because they're deeper, they're faster, they're stronger than everybody else. And look, he did his best. He couldn't hang on. Alec Martinez 3-1. Then Riley Smith from Carlson 4-1. Then it's 5-1. Then it's 6-1. And 6-1 after 40. And you think, okay, maybe Bob's not going to start the third period. No, he's there. And then, you know, it's 7. And then it's 7-1. 7-2, and then, you know, Panthers get a couple of goals late. Again, Bennett and Reinhart, but where were they the rest of the series? Same with Barkov. Again, a no-show tonight. Montour didn't do much. A lot of these guys are banged up, as we're seeing. Paul Maurice is coming out after, you know, meeting with the media. Matthew Tkachuk, shoulder, broken sternum. He could barely get out of bed. How he played game 4 is unbelievable. Guys are dealing with knees, ankles, broken bones, and that's the Stanley Cup playoffs in a nutshell. I mean, literally, it's the Stanley Cup playoffs. I mean, these guys, Aaron Ekblad played through a broken foot, 2 shoulder dislocations, and an oblique tear. Like, I mean, hockey players are literally built differently than anybody else. I mean, think about that. I mean, think what Patrice Bergeron did in 2013 with a punctured lung. I mean, just remarkable what these guys did and do to win the Stanley Cup. I mean, the Vegas list of injuries that we're going to see is probably something special too. But, I mean, just up and down the lineup, this team was just better and deeper than Florida. 14 to 15 different goal scorers. Florida only had 5 or 6. It's not going to get it done. Vegas just continued to come in waves. And it wasn't even a power play tonight. It was just 5-on-5. And the second period continues to be their best period, outscoring their opponents 34 to 11. I mean, that's just going to get it done, especially in the Stanley Cup playoffs. And look, you can't take anything away from what Florida did. It was a remarkable run. Bobrovsky played great ever since he came in against the Bruins. But the Vegas Golden Knights just peppered him. They kept coming and waited. And that's something Carolina didn't have. That's something that Toronto didn't have. Boston couldn't get through the physical defense either, though they had chances to win it. But Vegas was bigger, faster, stronger. They were the bigger bully. They pushed Florida around. And now you see why. And now Vegas is the Stanley Cup champion, first time in franchise history, their second trip to the Stanley Cup final. And, oh, by the way, Bill Foley said 6 years this team was going to win the Stanley Cup. And, oh, hey, here we are. And the prophecy is fulfilled, and they're the Stanley Cup champions. And, look, this team, what they've done, the mission they were on, they flew under the radar all the time in this playoffs because of the unknown of Bressois. Nobody really knew what we were going to get from him, but we did get something special. And then he goes down, then Aiden Hill comes in, wins 11 games. I mean, just what this team is, you know, up and down, so deep organizationally wise, with how Kelly McCrimmon's put this team together, how George McPhee did it, how Bill Foley wanted to spend money, just up and down. It's just remarkable what this team has done. And look, they went out and got Mark Stone. They went out and got Jack Eichel. They went out and got Alex Pietrangelo. You know, they moved a lot of guys out. Alex Tuch to Buffalo. You know, Peyton Krebs is there now too. They don't have a lot of draft picks, but they're in the winning business. They're in the win now business. It's a year to year business, as we talked about in All in One Sports on Monday night. Look, this is what you have to do to be successful. They've done it. They've won the Stanley Cup. Now this is their window. Now they could go back to back. And, you know, Barbashev adds a goal. I mean, just the plays they made. And they're going to want to re-sign Ivan Barbashev. That's no secret. So they're going to have to clear some cap space there. But what a pickup at the deadline by Kelly McCrimmon. This team, organizationally wise, set the standard of what an expansion team is supposed to be. Look what Seattle did this year in year two. Second round of Stanley Cup playoffs. Expansion teams are not like the expansion teams of years gone by. They can win now, and Vegas showed it. And look, four trips to the Western Conference Final. They've been in the playoffs every year except last year. They went on, made it their mission, and they've won the Stanley Cup. Like I said, Marcia Silcon's my trophy. It's just remarkable what this team has been able to do ever since coming into the league. And, you know, it's smart hockey business. Look, these guys are smart and talented. George McPhee knows the game. He won the Hobey Baker as a college player, so he knows what he needed to win. You go through four coaches. Bruce Cassidy, congrats to him, winning a Stanley Cup. Think about it. He was with the Bruins last year, and he gets fired at the beginning of the season, and then Vegas picks him up right before the start, and they get going. You got to feel good for him. Guy like Jack Eichel, the situation he was in Buffalo, till now, you know, with the neck surgery, just remarkable what he did. Nobody knew what to expect from this kid in the playoffs. Guy, first year in the playoffs, 26 points. Unbelievable. He was dominant on the ice every single time he touched a puck. That line with Barbashev and Marchessault got it going. And you got to feel good for him. You got to feel good for Mark Stone. You know, he gets acquired from Ottawa. He wants to win. The back surgeries he's went through, the adversity this team has gone through. And if you look at the other side of the coin, the Florida Panthers, look, great run, but they were stopped by them. Their mojo was stopped with the 10 days off. I said it. That was my number one point coming in when I was speaking with the NHL, talking with other people. The 10 days off, the layoff was going to kill them. And it did, and it hurt them, and it hurt them bad. They were in game one. Aiden Hill, Nick Cousins, that's it. That's the series. That's the series-changing save, like Braden Holtby made the series-changing save on Alex Tuch in game two of 2018. Same place, same net, same building. That was the difference. And they could never get their mojo back. They got blown out in Vegas. They're now 0-7-1 in Vegas. So the numbers were against the Florida Panthers from winning this game. They made a great run, but injuries piled up and things just didn't go their way. And that's usually what happens in the Stanley Cup playoffs. Things usually don't go your way, and it's just ridiculous just the loads of injuries that mounted up, and it's a shame. But you know what? Look, Vegas was the better team. The best team won. And you know what? It's remarkable what they've accomplished. And again, taking nothing away from Florida, what they did to get here. But you just had a feeling entering this series that Vegas was built differently and they were ready to win. And Florida, as much as they want to talk about it, the time off, all that stuff, it affected them in a big, big way. So the Vegas Golden Knights are the Stanley Cup champions for 2023, first time in franchise history, in their second trip to the Stanley Cup final. Just remarkable what they have done. You got to feel good for a lot of guys on that team. And now we head into the offseason, the rumors, everything's going to be flying by. But this has been the All-in-One Sports post-game show. Been Jim Berenger. We'll be back tomorrow. Recap it all with you, with myself and Ricky O. Take care, everybody, and enjoy your day and night.